Born in France, Pierre Teilhard de Chardin was a scientist, as well as a Christian, a Catholic priest, and a man whose ultimate vision of things came from the Gospels. Central to his whole system of thought was his core belief that ultimately all of history, cosmic and human, would come together in Christ into one community of life and love as promised by Jesus our Lord. This vision was the framework with which he ultimately set his scientific theories. But he was surrounded by colleagues, both Christian and secular, who had a far less hopeful view of things. One day, one of them challenged Pierre Teilhard. He said, "You have an enchanted view of history, believing that everything will one day culminate in a wonderful kingdom of peace and love. But suppose we blow up the world in a nuclear war. What happens to your schema of things then?" His response to that question is a classic definition of hope. If we blow up the world, it would be a great tragedy because it would set things back millions of years. But history will still one day culminate in a kingdom of peace and love, not because my theory says so, but because God promised it, and in the resurrection has shown the power to bring this about, despite the things we do. That's hope, to be able to say, it might take a million years or so longer, but it will happen because God said it and promised it. Hope is a vision of life that guides itself by God's promise. It does not matter whether the situation looks optimistic or pessimistic at any time. Hope is not simple optimism, nor an idealism that will not let itself be defeated by negativity, nor is hope wishful thinking. In the first reading from the prophet Jeremiah, the Lord gives his people hope by stating that he will fulfill his promise. Advent is the season when we are invited to rekindle our hope in God's promises. Hope is not based on whether the news is good or bad on any given day. As we know, the daily news is better on some days and worse on others. If we hope or despair on the basis of whether things seem to be improving or getting worse in terms of world events, our spirits will go up and down like a roller coaster. Hope does look at the facts, looks at God's promise, and then, without denying the facts or turning away from the reality of the news, lives out a vision of life based on God's promise, trusting that a benevolent, all-powerful God is still in charge of this world, and that is more important than whether or not the news is good or bad on any given day. God has promised that all of history, our individual histories, our communal history, and cosmic history, will one day come together in an ecstatic oneness, a unity, a heaven, a paradise, a community of life around Christ and in God, within which there will be no tears and no death. And what power will bring this about? The power that God showed in the resurrection of his son Jesus, the power to bring a dead body back to life, to redeem what has been lost, to right straight with crooked lines, to bring people together despite and beyond hatred, sin, selfishness, mistakes, tragedy, resistance, violence, death, and all that will ever be shown on the news. Jesus says in the gospel today, "Be vigilant at all times." To live in hope determines how we live today and also shapes our future. To hope is to look back on our lives and see no need to count the losses, underline the hurts, play the victim, or stew in bitterness because all our wounds and losses can be redeemed as part of a greater promise. The same holds true for our future. All our plans and projects must reflect the greater plan of God, and we, like Father Teilhard de Chardin, should be prepared to live in great patience as we wait in joyful hope. The greatest Advent figure is Mary, the mother of Jesus. She embodies hope. Not only did she believe the promise, she became pregnant with it. She gestated it, gave it her own flesh, went through the pains of childbirth to give it reality, and then nursed a fragile new life into a powerful adulthood that saved the world. This is not just something to admire or someone to venerate, but Mary is someone for us to imitate with our own lives.